Stamps.com? Postage on demand. Print your own postage shipping labels in seconds. Click instantly buy and calculate exact postage. Print postage labels, envelopes, or plain paper. Mail FX postage and mail anywhere in the world. Give Stamps.com a try. Get $5 in free postage. Check offer details on Stamps.com. Corporate postage solutions have more than two locations. The Stamps.com Enterprise is a postage solution for you. Shipping solutions, process, and print shipping labels fast, easy, enjoy shipping discounts, and more. Stamp.com U.S. postage meters. The choice is clear. Stamps.com offers more features at a fraction of the cost. Approved licensed vendor of the USPS. Save big with discounted rates from USPS and UPS. Stamps.com is an independent vendor of the USPS and UPS. Here's how it works. Open Stamps.com account. Simply click the Get Started button to sign up for Stamps.com and get access to all the services of the post office right from your computer 24/7. Even get discounts you can't get at the post office. Try it out with $5 free postage. Stamps.com will give you 4 weeks to see if they are right for you. Stamps.com is so confident you'll like them, they'll also throw in $5 free postage to use during the 4 weeks. Don't pay unless you stay. Cancel your account online or call 1-855-608-2607 to cancel within the 4 week trial period and pay no service fee. The monthly fee is just $17.99 plus applicable taxes, if any, including the first month. Your service will continue uninterrupted as long as you do not cancel. Your 24/7 post office. Send invoices, letters, packages, print official USPS postage, domestic or international. No more guesswork, how much postage, what mail class. Stamps.com will figure it out for you. Eliminate trips to the post office. Anything you could do at the post office, you could do right from your desk 24/7. Do more than a postage meter for less. Avoid hidden fees, equipment insurance, and there's no extra hardware to buy or lease. Never pay full price for stamps again. Get postage discounts you can't even get at the post office. Customer support always ready to help. Available by phone, email, or chat Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, not just for small office mailing, multi-locations solutions, shipping solutions, warehouse solutions. Try Stamps.com today. ThriveMarket.com, healthy living made easy. Guaranteed savings on your favorite organic brands delivered to your door. Healthy groceries shouldn't break the bank. Low price promise, find a product cheaper elsewhere, will beat the price. Here's how it works. Build your order, shop 6,000 plus wholesome products curated just for members. Never run out. Get recurring deliveries on a schedule personalized to you. You're in control. Easily add or remove items, skip a delivery, or pause anytime. Your new one-stop shop. From organic pantry staples to clean beauty to non-toxic home, shop by over 70 diets and values, including gluten-free, ketogenic, organic, vegan, thoughtfully sourced seafood. Thrive Market is aligned closely with key industry watchdogs to identify partners who catch sustainable and traceable seafood. For $5 a month, for a risk-free trial for 30 days, trust free carbon-neutral shipping. Well, that's fast, free, carbon-neutral shipping. Free gifts and samples. Every membership gives to someone in need. Better for you and the planet. Ethical and sustainable sourcing. Carbon-neutral shipping. Zero-waste warehouses. Recyclable, compostable packaging. Thrive also gives. Every annual membership sponsors a free one for a family in need. Thrive's mission is to help make organic foods more accessible. Good morning. Hope you had a good week. Here's part 7 of the O.J. Simpson murder trial. books. In 1996, Cochran wrote and published a book about the trial. It was titled Journey to Justice and described his involvement in the case. That same year, Shapiro also published a book about the trial called The Search for Justice. He criticized Bailey as a loose cannon and Cochran for bringing race into the trial. In contrast to Cochran's book, Shapiro said that he does not believe that Simpson was framed by the LAPD, but considered the verdict correct due to reasonable doubt. In a subsequent interview with Barbara Walters, Shapiro vowed that he would never again work with either Bailey or Cochran. Clark published a book about the case titled Without a Doubt, 1998. Her book recounts the trial proceedings from jury selection to final summation. She concluded that nothing could have saved her case given the defensive strategy of highlighting racial issues related to Simpson and the LAPD and the predominance of blacks on the jury. In Clark's opinion, the prosecution's factual evidence, particularly the DNA, should have easily convicted Simpson that it did not. She says attests to a judicial system compromised by issues of race and celebrity. In 1996, former Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney Vincent Bugliosi wrote a book titled Outrage, The 5 Reasons Why O.J. Simpson Got Away with Murder. Bugliosi was very critical of Clark and Darden, not too interested in the note that Simpson had written before trying to flee. He contended that the note reeked of guilt and that the jury should have been allowed to see it. He also noted that the jury was never informed about items found in the Bronco. The prosecution said that they felt these items of evidence would bring up emotional issues on Simpson's part that could harm their case, despite the fact that the items seemed as though they could be used for fleeing. He also criticized them for not wanting the jury to see or hear Simpson denying guilt when there would not be a trial and had Simpson not entered a not guilty plea. Bugliosi also said that prosecutors should have gone into more detail about Simpson's domestic abuse and presented evidence contrary to the defense's assertion that Simpson was a leader in the black community. Bugliosi also criticized the prosecution for trying the murder in Los Angeles rather than Santa Monica and described the prosecution's closing statements as inadequate. During the jury selection process, the defense made it difficult for the prosecution to challenge potential black jurors on the grounds that it is illegal to dismiss someone from the jury for racially motivated reasons. California courts barred peremptory challenges to jurors based on race in People versus Wheeler years before the same U.S. Supreme Court would do so in Batson versus Kentucky. Defense Francis DNA evidence. Dr. Henry Lee published Blood Evidence, How DNA is Revolutionizing the Way We Solve Crimes, 2003. He devotes a lesson to judge to explain the arguments of Sheck and Newfield against the DNA evidence in the Simpson case. Lee notes that Sheck and Newfield had established national reputations for doubting the scientific underpinnings of DNA testing and challenging the admissibility in court. It was only recently before the trial in 1992 that they accepted the validity of DNA testing and founded the Innocence Project. Lee writes that neither of the defense's forensic DNA experts, Dr. Henry Lee and Dr. Edward Blake, considered Sheck and Newfield's reasonable doubt theory about the blood evidence plausible. In hindsight, Dr. Lee opines that Sheck and Newfield's claim that the blood evidence is only as good as the people collecting it was an obfuscation tactic to conflate the validity of the evidence with the integrity of the LAPD and then attack the latter because both Sheck and Newfield knew that the defense's forensic DNA evidence reached the same conclusion as the prosecution. The mistakes made during evidence collection and did not render the results unreliable. Lee opines that the jury did not understand the evidence. He bases this on comments from jurors after the trial, some of which included claims that the blood at the crime scene that Madge Simpson had degraded could possibly have been from Simpson's children or from one of the officials who collected the evidence. He attributes this misinterpretation to Sheck and Newfield's deliberate obfuscation and deception about the reliability. Other results, Lee believes that jury thought Sheck and Newfield were trustworthy because of their work and with the Innocence Project and suggests that is the reason why they considered their arguments reasonable. After the trial, the jurors faced harsh criticism for doubting the DNA evidence, while Sheck and Newfield received praise. Lee believes that the scathing criticisms the jurors faced for doubting the DNA evidence based on the arguments Sheck and Newfield made might have been the reason why they were the only two DNA experts from the criminal trial to decline to return for the subsequent civil trial to remake those claims again. Thank you for listening to this part on O.J. Simpson's murder trial. Tune in next week for another true crime story. Stay safe during this coronavirus pandemic since 2022. As always, have a good week and thank you for listening.